Good morning. Today is November 29th, 2018. It's a Thursday. It is 7:18 a.m. I don't know why the hell my brakes are squeaking. That's annoying. I'm sorry if you can hear it. Anyway, yes, I'm definitely going to be late. Definitely, because I'm not going to be racing like I usually do. The road, all the ground is wet. We had some gorgeous rain. It doesn't appear to have rained too hard because I didn't hear it through the night. And I was awake off and on. Had a bit of trouble sleeping. That's not unusual at all for me. Oh, I think I saw a rainbow. If I can get a shot of it, I definitely will. Let's see. Yes, there is a gorgeous rainbow. So, hold on, I'm gonna take a picture of it and then I'll be right back. Okay, it is actually a double rainbow and wow, it's so beautiful. The closer I get to it, oh my God, that is so gorgeous. Okay, I'm coming to the end of my street. Oh my God, that's beautiful. Wow, okay, I have to get a picture of that once I get up here. If this car would get the fuck out of my way, it will as soon as it can, I'm sure. That is so beautiful. All right, hold on, I'm gonna take a picture of this. This is gorgeous, hold on. All right, I've taken so many pictures of this thing. It's just really beautiful. I don't know, there's just something about a rainbow and hot air balloons. Apparently, I really like color. Actually, more specifically, I really like colorful things in the sky. Oh God, that is so pretty. I hope I'm not too distracted as I drive to work. That's just lovely. And you know, it's so funny because it reminds me of the 70s. You know, rainbows were such a big thing. And disco and lots of colorful stuff. And I don't think back in the 70s, rainbows designated gay the way they do now. You know, when you see anything rainbow, like a rainbow flag or rainbow festival or whatever, it usually means, you know, it's celebration of gay pride or something like that. Oh God, this rainbow, it just seems more and more vibrant. Oh God, that's so beautiful. And it is a double rainbow. That's really, really beautiful. Anyway, I remember loving rainbow everything. Just one of my favorite things to do, my sister and I, our favorite thing to do the holiday season was to look through the Sears wish book. And I remember, you know, comforters and bedroom sets with rainbows on them, that kind of stuff. And I just dreamed of that. I loved it. And you know, you'd see the holographic rainbow stickers that were sparkly, glittery rainbow stuff that you'd wear to your disco party or to roller skate, whatever. I really love that. This is so beautiful. It's funny that the sky right now is weird. It's very, very overcast and dark, and yet there are these weird shadows from also extremely bright sun. Pardon me. And it's a good thing. Oh my God. It's a good thing that I took a picture of that rainbow when I did, because now the bottom is completely obscured by clouds. It seems as if the rainbow is fading. Yeah, there's quite a bit of rain, I think, now happening right over there. Why the fuck would this asshole pull out in front of me? Oh my God, people are so stupid. Anyway, okay, I don't know if you can hear the rain now on my windshield, but it's coming down. Traffic is nuts. These people are all maniacs. Maybe I should put the phone down and put both hands on the wheel. I'm not sure. Anyway, okay, enough about that. I'm super excited about the rainbow. Yeah, the rainbow has now disappeared into the clouds. Yes, it has, or it's been consumed by the clouds. Obviously, we know what causes the rain. We know what causes the rain, and we know what causes the rainbow. So we know that. Oh, God, that's so beautiful. I gotta get around this damn school bus. Oh my God, please tell me it's not getting on the freeway. It is. I'm going to have to be behind it. I'm not getting around it. Holy shit. And that rainbow is gone now. Man, I can't believe it. In the space of literally 4 minutes, that rainbow has disappeared. It's been less than that. I think it's been like 3 minutes. Rainbow is completely gone. Oh well, I guess that's good because I would have been distracted by it and I'm just getting on the freeway now. So anyway, pardon me. I had a very interesting day yesterday. Work sucked balls, of course it did, but I'm really trying to be thankful. I know that sounds funny because all I do is complain. I feel appropriately guilty for complaining, and I think, all right, I really do need to just be so thankful for this job. and for what it allows me to do. And just really recognize that many people right now are out of work. And it's really hard for a lot of people right now, people that don't have homes. I mean, this is really an overriding theme for me, is trying to be so grateful. It's hard. It is hard, and it shouldn't be. When I think about everything that I have because of this job, I should not be ungrateful. I shouldn't be complaining. Pardon me. So I'm just going to really be mindful of that, try to just really focus on that. It takes a lot of strength for me to do that because, man, you know, it's a really unhappy environment.
Yeah, it is.
But I think it would be more unhappy to live on the street. Yeah, okay, so enough about that. I had an interesting day yesterday for other reasons, not work related. This does have to do with some of the things I cannot share with you yet. But things are definitely moving forward. And I really can't, I can't say too much more about that, so I should just drop that completely. But I'm feeling a bit of calm. I knew this asshole was going to pull out right in front of me. Well, he's driving a Porsche, so of course he owns the road. But it's an ugly Porsche Cayenne, so does that really count as a Porsche? Why would you buy that ugly thing? I don't know why you would. Because look at it go. When you have some kind of a wagon, I almost called it a sports wagon. What are they called? I can't even remember what they're called. What are they called? It's got the word wagon in it. Holy shit, I can't remember the name of that particular car. Anyway, when you have one of those, I guess the important thing is speed. Stupid. Oh my god, how stupid. Well, anyway, I don't know how much those things are, but it's a Porsche, so it's probably pretty expensive. Station wagon. That's the word. Station wagon. I was like, sports wagon? No, I don't think there's the word sport is anywhere in that name. Station wagon. That's really ugly. I don't think it's a station wagon either. I think that's really more of like a mini SUV. It is really ugly. Oh, look, he was so eager to get in front of me. And look, now he's right next to me. Hi, asshole. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Well, today the narcissist is having knee surgery. He has needed his knee replaced for a long time, and he's fought against it because, you know, the pig told him if he just prayed, Yah would replace his knee. Apparently that hasn't happened. So he's having surgery. Going to have the knee done today, and he's terribly afraid of that. He's very afraid of surgery, almost to the point of like crying when he would talk about it. He's afraid that he won't wake up, and he's told me that he knows several people that have had it, and it's caused endless problems with their leg and their knee. And also he knows somebody who was put under and didn't wake up. I tried to tell him that's not going to happen to you. You're healthy enough that that's not going to happen. And I'm like, how long ago did this happen? You know, just really being afraid of stupid shit. He should be afraid, but not of that. He should be extremely afraid. And I wonder, you know, I wonder if he is. I wonder if the things that he has done and is currently doing haunt him. I wonder if they stay in his mind. It's like that consciousness of guilt. When a person knows, and they talk about this in these crime shows, you know, when a person has done something wrong, illegal, whatever, they act a certain way, they behave a certain way, they talk a certain way, and it all adds to consciousness of guilt. And I just think I would hate to live like that, with a knowledge that I had done something illegal or was committing crimes. I would really hate that. It just would be not a way to live, not any way that I would want to live. And I wonder if that tortures him. I wonder if he would never admit to it. I wonder though, after the string of people that he has broken and abandoned, I wonder if any of that plays in his head. You know, when I do something wrong, I never do anything intentionally. I really don't. I would never try to hurt someone intentionally. But sometimes we do hurt people, as you know, and it's awful, and then we have to live with that. And it tortures me. And I suffer when other people are suffering. It tortures me, and I think about what I could have done differently or how I could have helped or you know, all of those things. And I guess it really depends. I can't think of a specific example, but I wonder if a creature like a narcissist or somebody, a creature with antisocial personality disorder, has any kind of conscious thought like that. They don't appear to have a conscience. I think that's one thing that really sets them apart. They have no empathy. I don't think they have a conscience, actually. They're able to really, really do serious harm and not care. And of course, a lot of these serial killers, people who have committed really heinous crimes, are sociopaths. And they're able to do it because they just don't feel anything, no empathy. That's one of the hallmarks of antisocial personality disorders. Oh, Lord. So I just think that that would be such a heavy burden under which to live. I think that it would drive me crazy. I am sure it would. I wouldn't be able to handle it. I mean, if he were to take any kind of inventory over his life, first of all, just the women that he's had children by, that he has abandoned, not just the women and what he's done to them and how he's broken their hearts, but the children that resulted from those relationships. He's got four children. Four. And he's really hurt them. I mean, not only by being a shitty, horrible father, I don't even want to call him that, and then abandoning and leaving and never being there. He cheated them out of that. But then also to be a drug addict and to have spent all this time in prison. And one of his sons had posted a meme. And in the meme, it was a grid like you'd see on the Brady Bunch with nine different fathers. And it said, which one of these fathers was yours? One of them was like a businessman. One was a military person. One was Dave Chappelle, the crack addict. One was a preacher. One was a guy behind bars in an orange jumpsuit. And his son said, mine went from 1 to 2 to 9, or whatever it was. And the first one was a drug addict. The next one, I think, was the prisoner. And then the next one was a preacher. And I just thought, God, that's so sad that that's what he's done, that his children know that about him. And, you know, I know how horrifying it is to have a sibling in jail. I can't imagine how horrifying it would be to have my dad in prison for years. I mean, you think about, how would that make you feel about yourself? That's your father. And he's such a total piece of trash. And for his children who are biracial, 3 of the 4, living in an all-white place, because they do all live in Utah, being ostracized and singled out, and they're definitely different because they are not white, it's got to be even more difficult, and they don't have that father figure there to help them. One of his sons, though, has done remarkably well. I think he has a master's degree now, seems happy and well-adjusted. Anyway, oh my God, just a string of damaged people and what he's done to his own family. Now, I think that his mother is such a psychopath. I don't know. But anyway, I can't say much more about it because I'm at work and I'm late and it's 7:33, so I have to get in there. Good Lord. Well, I think I'm not going to post this one. Maybe I will. It's been all over the place and hasn't been necessarily pleasant, but whatever. It's sprinkling. What a gorgeous day. I hope you're having a gorgeous day where you are. And as always, hey, try to stay out of jail and really try to be thankful for the lice and the fleas today. I'm going to think about how much better I have it than many other people, like the homeless people right now who are out on the street in this really cold, sprinkling rain. And this is not the worst of it. It's going to get much, much worse. It's going to get much colder, much wetter. And so I'm thankful that I am warm and dry and have a job and some income. All right, on that happy note, have a great day or morning or evening or whatever. And I'll be back later with more. Bye.